got an El Dorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket.
He died way too young, was making great music. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear. They have locations up and down the Front Range. If you've never been in one, just if you're an outdoor enthusiast, do yourself a favor and stop by and check one out. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from the John Martin area is Jacob Peterson. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sunny and beautiful up here. I imagine it's going to be warm down there today, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Definitely going to be in the high 90s today.
Now, we're going to talk about the tarantulas, which, by the way, I think if they were smart, would wait till Halloween so they'd fit in better, but they don't seem to want to do that. But before we get there, what everybody's asking, what are the conditions at John Martin? Can you launch a boat? Is the fishing okay? Have you heard much?
So it's no secret that it's been a pretty low water level for the summer. We've actually had to close our west boat ramp earlier this summer because, you know, the water was way too low. Now, we still have the east boat ramp open, but that's usually for shallow conditions like this. So if you're coming out here with something with a taller hull, like a pontoon or a wake boat, you're going to have a hard time launching that. But anything like a smaller fishing boat, something really shallow, that'll be easy to launch as long as you have a truck or something with the high clearance on there. Now,
and have they been catching fish? Go ahead.
We're not really seeing a whole lot of fish. Most anything anyone is catching is going to be catfish, flathead, some white bass, but really not a whole lot of walleye or any largemouth or shad. So,
all right. Well, it's not the report we want to hear, but we want to be honest with people before they make that trek. But if you're looking to go fishing and want a side activity, you got something going on that I didn't even know went on at John Martin. I knew it went on more west of you guys, and that's, excuse me, what's called the tarantula migration. But it's not really a migration, is it?
No, we call it a migration because all the tarantulas are going somewhere, but, you know, it's actually centered around the tarantula's mating season. So the tarantulas we're talking about are the Oklahoma brown tarantulas. Now, all the tarantulas out here, they're going to be the males, and they're all looking for females to mate with for the year. So, like you said, we've definitely seen a lot of them out in, like, La Junta and down in the South Comanche grasslands, but especially this year, we've been seeing a lot more of them coming up around the reservoir. So, if anyone is interested, if they're not able to catch any fish, it's definitely something they'll be able to find out here.
Now, is there a particular time of the day or a place you should look for them?
Yeah, so usually the best time I see them is going to be right around sunset or even just before sunset, where it's nice and warm and, you know, the tarantulas are actually willing to go out. And if you're wanting to see a lot of them, you really want to look for something called the tarantula hawk. Now, the tarantula hawk, it's not a hawk, but it's really just a big wasp. So, really, it's going to be a big blue wasp with bright orange wings. You'll definitely want to try and stay away from that a lot more than the tarantula itself, because their sting can hurt a lot. But,
so, you're saying the tarantulas themselves are, I mean, they would hurt, but they're not. You see these tarantulas in the movies are climbing up somebody's chest and they're worried about dying from it, but it's not like that with these, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, these tarantulas, they're on a mission to try and mate. So if they see a person, they're not going to pay any attention. Now, it's when you try and pick them up, they might get a little skittish, but they're not known to really bite often. And even if they do bite, it's going to be treated a lot like a bee sting. It's not going to be that harmful to anyone as long as they're not allergic. But
so how long does this go on typically? I mean, is it new to the park or has it been happening all along and we just haven't heard that it was at John Martin? And how late into the season will this happen?
So it doesn't happen a whole lot at John Martin. Usually every year we might see one or two out on the roadways where they're pretty visible. But this year especially, we've been seeing a lot. I've maybe seen about a dozen total. I saw one on to the way into the park this morning. But Yeah, it's definitely something that's been going on for a lot of September. And it'll usually go on until that first weekend in October, right before that cold season starts up.
All right, so we still got time to come see it. Kind of interesting. I know some people are going to go, ooh, but, you know, you see them from your car. They're not going to attack you, and they're not really fast, I don't think, or maybe they are. So you can you can get out and look at them. They're not going to, like, run over and bite you, right?
Right, yeah, they're definitely not going to try and go after you. We do advise if you are going to look at them, maybe pull over to a parking lot out of the way of traffic. But, yeah, they're definitely not going to come running up to you trying to say hello. You might be able to put your foot out and they might go around it, but they're definitely not going to try and bother you.
Well, it sounds like kind of fun unless you have maybe a little bit of a fear. You know, a lot of people, spiders aren't exactly their favorite creature, but it just sounds like fun, something different to do that you wouldn't normally do. And you can, and John Martin has trails. You've got the water, you've got camping down there. What a great place to come down and have some fun. Jacob, thanks for joining us and telling us about that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Jacob Peterson from Parks and Wildlife. That'd be kind of interesting to go down and see the tarantulas. Karen's over here shaking her head saying no, but she'd rather see a tarantula than a snake. And I'm going to admit that I'm probably the other way. I probably could handle a snake better than I handle a tarantula. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come, Austin Parr is going to join us. We're going to talk fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.